shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over radio stations WWCR of Nashville, Tennessee, on two frequencies. That's 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 3.215 megahertz, that's transmitter 1. We're also being heard over radio station WBCQ at 7.490 megahertz, and both of those stations do have internet feeds that you can go to. You can also go to our radio page at kingidentity.com, and you'll find a link there for the broadcast. If you would like to participate in tonight's program, you can call 877-924-7722. You can remember that toll-free number, 877-YAWS-RACE. You can also call us if you're a foreigner or just would like to call from this country, direct at 678-949-5091. Tonight's program will be, at least hopefully, because my guest hasn't signed in yet, on what's taking place in South Africa. She's been living in the United States for a number of years, but she's now back into her native country of South Africa. And it not only tell you what's going on in South Africa, but a warning of what could take place here if we listen to the Antichrist and let our country be ruled by non-white races. As Deuteronomy 17:15 tells us, thou mayest not set a stranger over thee which is not thy brother. My guest is Monica Stone. She's well-informed on what's taking place in not only South Africa, but worldwide, and on our faith as true Christian Israel. She's written many articles on both subjects. And if Monica signs in, she may be having some problems, or hopefully she didn't oversleep. It's 5 a.m. down in South Africa. We'll have her on the air. But we need to fill up radio time, so I'd invite you again to call in. Maybe we can discuss in the meantime a little bit about how this ministry differs not only from the Judeo-Christian churches, but how it differs from other so-called identity churches in doctrine. The number, once again, toll-free, is 877-924-7722. You can call direct, as I said, at 678-949-5091. Let me say that I have now been in the Israel identity message for 50 years. I was active Christian, but also active in what you might call right-wing politics before that. I've been all of my adult life and big portion of my childhood as a Christian patriot, so I'm familiar with many doctrines and many approaches. The people in my audience, I assume, know that the white Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, and kindred people are the true Israel of God, the white Caucasians of Europe. I hopefully don't need to explain that to you. If there's somebody who doesn't understand that, feel free to call in. But one of the things that some of the ministries teach is that it's a battle between Esau and Jacob. Well, that's true to a certain extent, but they don't go further than that. Esau and Jacob were brothers, same bloodline. But Esau was not the chosen one, and he did marry, as Yahweh our God foreknew, into the Canaanites. He took two Canaanite wives, and the Canaanites went back to Cain and to Satan through the satanic seed line. He mongrelized his race, whereas Jacob kept it pure, went and married into his mother's household and married pure Adamites. Anyway, it's, in my opinion, a mistake just to say, essentially, that you're two people of the same race and one's chosen and one's not. Because what has taken place through the mongrelization is that you have one brother's lineage that became the satanic seed line, or married into the satanic seed line, and we are more than just another brother of the chosen seed line. We are sons of God. That includes the women, sons and daughters of God. I think that's very essential. We're body, soul, and spirit. We pre-existed in the heavens prior to our coming to earth, and that is an essential part of these teachings. It's essential to know this. Anyway, I see that my guest has just signed in, so I'm going to put her on the line here. Hi, Monica.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
Thank you. I apologize.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so late. I had problems in getting through. But here we are. How are you, Mike? And thank you.
Well, thank you for being on the broadcast. It's rough to try to ad lib, so I'm glad you're on. Well, why don't you start by telling us what's going on in your part of the world?
Well, how many days do you have? But anyway, we'll keep it short and sweet. Well,
we got an hour.
Okay, thank you. We're in the midst of a revolution. The sad part of it is that South Africans do not recognize it. They do not understand that we are in a war situation, with so many people dying, being murdered, being tortured, and slaughtered. I think the latest numbers of whites in this country is 85,000 plus. It's nearly twice as many who died in the long war in Vietnam. The Americans are losing their lives over that. Maybe this is why the people do not understand that we're in a revolution, because it's happening here and there and everywhere. It's not a concentrated thing, and people running around with tanks and planes and big four bombs, whatever. It's covert, they put it this way, and they don't wear uniforms. They wear t-shirts, sneakers, and jeans, and maybe something better, it depends. Also, before we go on, I want to apologize for coughing a little bit, because this is also something raging in South Africa. It's a flu that's sort of really unpredictable, and it fears, because can't let go. Maybe after the first summer rains we will be okay. Mike, maybe you must ask me questions and I will try and answer my best.
Okay, well, I saw in the news that the ANC is calling all white people murderers down there. And I also see that they're calling for the farmers' property, the white farmers' property, to be taken away without compensation. You might comment on those.
Oh, yes. 139 farms have so far been. Well, it's not expropriation without compensation. It's plain said. They will give then the farmer permission to farm on the land, but they've got to pay rent to the government. So if this poor farmer's got a mortgage, he's got to pay that, as well as the rent to the government. This is part of the communist plan, of course. They did it in Russia. They did it in China. And and all over, they do the same thing. The pattern is the same. But keeping education about communism and Marxism away from the people, they don't understand it. They don't know what's going on, what's going to happen. I mean, what do they want to do with the farms? They never farmed. They have no idea. So
They showed in Rhodesia that the blacks don't know how to farm.
No, they have no idea. I remember an incident, this is so many years ago. This white farmer in Rhodesia, well, when it was still Rhodesia, told his boss boy, farm manager, black. He said, I'm going on a world tour for 2 years. So I give you the farm, you get on with it, and we see how it goes. So 2 years later, the farmer came back. Everything in shambles. What's not broken is gone. And he said, why, what happened here? So he said, but Bwana, this is what they call the white people in Rhodesia, they don't listen to me. It's not you. You're not here, so they do what they want. And that means they don't do anything. And this is the problem. Many years later, I remember the farmers in the Orange Free State, in the Clockerland area, going over the border to Lesotho to plow and get the lands ready to sow corn. Well, they got the corn, and then the Basotho said, well, that's enough. We don't need another year of plowing. We have enough now. They are not futuristic. They can't think logically. And so they thought, well, 1 year's worth of corn will be enough for the next 10, I suppose. I don't know. We can't reason like that, because we think differently, because we're the children of the high God. Makes a difference.
Well, every former colony in Africa that has reverted to black rule has gone downhill and deteriorated, fell apart. It took the white colonial rule.
Yeah. No, it's Ramaphosa said he will prove South Africa, in South Africa, communism will be successful. We will be the first country in the world to have a communist government, and the country is functioning, because he will see to that. I don't know how, and I don't know with what, because the rand is losing value against the dollar, like freefall. Unbelievable. But then they just borrow more money. I mean, like with the electricity, as a supply company, China now stepped in, and they think it's a gift. They don't have to pay it back. But this is how they reason. If you give me something, I don't have to pay it back. And anyway, you stole it from me. Doesn't matter if I didn't build it. You stole it from me, so I'm entitled to.
Wasn't there a communist Jew in the ANC when they took over the country?
Yes, of course. Of course, there was Kazerold, a Greek Jew, if you get such a thing, and how many others we don't even know, but they were all, the first ANC government in 1994 was riddled with Jews. They still being ruled by the Jews, but of course, they don't know the difference between a Jew and a white man, and some of these Jews think they're going to get away with it. Not being attacked because they've got an appearance of white. I remember an incident many years ago, 1976 to be more exact. There was this way to riots because they didn't want to be taught in Afrikaans, and this Jew was a customer of ours. We had a gas station, and he came there with his little BMC full of dents. They threw him with rocks in Soweto. So he said, I don't understand why they're doing that. I'm a Jew. So I said, you know what? They're not going to ask you if you belong to a Protestant church, a Catholic church, or if you're a Jew or not a Jew. You have the appearance of white, and this is that. Maybe they'll get so far to do what Mugabe did in painting all the appliances that were white, black. Because that's
Yeah,
they ran out of this spray cans with paint. They ran out of it because all the appliances had to be sprayed black.
Huh. Well, they had elections the other day up in, well, now called Zimbabwe, what used to be Rhodesia. Is it a turn for the better, or is it the same as always, or worse?
Oh, no, well, we'll have to see, but how can it be better? Because he was a henchman killer for Mugabe. They were all part of it. And of course now they sort of free from Mugabe, but they're not free because they have the same type of president as what Mugabe was. Nothing's going to change. They've been fighting there in the streets. I don't know how many are dead. I heard 6, but the problem is the mainstream media, of course, cannot count. Many more may be dead. I have no idea because most of them are upset because they don't like him. But
some people say that he stole the election.
Well, of course, that can be. To vote is no security you're going to get the president you want. It never happened in Africa. Also, they don't understand democracy. They have no clue. Because it's a white concept or a European concept to debate by with one or two parties, even more in parliament. But they don't understand it. They follow a strong leader, right or wrong. They'll cling to him. They clung to Mugabe for how many years? And then they got him out, and now it's the same repeat, and this is going to repeat till doomsday comes. And we're going into an election 2019, so we'll see what is going to happen. Maybe the United Nations will stand by, because they're here in full force. The United Nations bringing in troops.
Well, I assume that the news media in South Africa is the same it is in the U.S. and in Europe and elsewhere, where the Jews control it and try to brainwash the people.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's now a big fight. This one wants to be the president, then he'll smear the other one, and this is how it goes. It's one big game or a circuit. They put up for the people and they fall for it. Case in point, the other day they talked about helping the people in the white squatter camps, and I don't want to call them squatter camps. They are, but they, in actual fact, to be truthful, victim camps. These whites are victims of the system, of the government, and discrimination, because no white need apply. It's no use even asking for a job because you're not going to get it. They've got BBBEE has brought black economic empowerment. That's the new word for affirmative action. Only country in the world, again, has got affirmative action for the majority of people. Not like in the States, having affirmative action to make sure that the black somehow will get a job.
Well, you've lived in the United States and, of course, South Africa, and you're familiar with other spots in the world, but the blacks act the same everywhere. I mean, familiar with them down in the New Orleans area.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's no difference. They came from here, so why would they be different? Environment is not going to change him. The leopard cannot change his spots. They are what they are. And this is it. And they're busy destroying the United States. They're busy destroying Europe. And now the leader of the economic freedom fighters, I don't know what that really means, a free economics, said the other day that the whites must go back where they come from. They must go back to Europe. We will keep the whites here who we can use. That was his remark. And, you know, it won't be, this is just, tongue-in-cheek sort of remark I'm making. Okay, all the whites here will go back to their countries of origin, where they were, their ancestors were born in Europe, in France or Germany or Belgium or wherever. But then it stands to reason all those over there who don't belong in Europe go back to their countries. But of course we know it's not going to happen because that's not the plan.
Well, it won't happen without our God's intervention.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And this is all we are waiting for, because there is no way, Mike, to fight this war. I listen to people, yes, we've got to do something. Like what? We've got 80 million blacks here and 4.5 million whites. And you can cut the whites in half, say, the real people, make it 2 million. The others are all liberal. Who caused this problem? And some of them are quite happy in this state of affairs. I talked to somebody the other day, and she said, I cannot understand why the farmers must be discussed in Belgium. I said, I'm so grateful at least they notice now what's going on. Not that they're going to come and help us, but at least they take notice. And they have marches against white genocide, like we had in Washington, D.C., remember? They in denial, absolute denial. So I said, well, you know, nearly 100,000 whites are dead. Well, let's stick to 85,000. And give and take, I have no idea, because they don't do census of how many whites are dead, because it's not important. A white was shot the other day in his heart. Guess what he died of? A heart attack. So there was no murder.
So there's police cover up of what's going on?
Well, they just don't do anything. They don't do anything. If you call them, it's a 48-hour stretch before they turn up there, if they ever do. They cannot handle it, and also they're cowards. They less in number than the criminals raging in the streets. And so what do? They join them.
What percentage of the white public understands what's going on or woken up?
Well, I think that must be also intervention of God, because they just carry on as if everything's normal. It's not touching me, because my neighbor was murdered. Luckily, it's not me. I have a saying, you know, while the crocodile is eating you, the crocodile won't eat me. So let's get on with our lives, have our parties, go and watch football games and soccer or whatever. That is important.
Well, that's part of the reason the white race voted away their sovereignty in the first place, was because of international sporting events.
Of course, and this is what they voted for, because they wanted this. So we can go and play rugby again in New Zealand, and there are no sanctions against the Springboks. And now we're losing one game after the other, because it's not going on merit, but it's going according to race. So they are the majority, so they will get the major shots. And so everything is shot, from sport to whatever.
What about the Judeo-Christian establishment churches down there? Are they promoting this interracial stuff and teaching that the Jews are God's chosen people, etc.?
Of course. Of course. This is why we don't get anywhere. You cannot reason with them, because you're unfair. They're God's people. They're the people from the Bible. Now, still, not yet, you're going to prison because you're anti-Jew, but you go to prison for using the K-word. We have this woman who got 3 years, 1 year suspension because she got so angry, somebody stole her handbag, and she was yelling and asking the police to help, and they didn't. She called them, like in America, the N-word. You can't use it for this. You're going to prison here. Because that's important.
So you do have restrictive speech and press laws down there in South Africa, like a lot of the countries in Europe do?
Yes, yes, absolutely. You've got to be so careful. My brother just told me a story last night. He said this black woman called and she wanted to talk to one of his pump attendants. He's got a gas station. And So he said, well, I'm not calling them. I've got 22 blacks working for me, and if they're on the telephone 2 minutes a day, we're losing money, we're losing business, and they don't do anything. She said, how dare you call them black? So he said, are you black? She said, yes. He said, well, why are you fighting about the word black and feeling affronted by it? Be proud to be black. But they don't want to be. They really, you know, straightening their hair, or they like shave it off, like most of the parliamentarians. Just watch it if you can get a clip, a video clip of the parliament sittings. They shave their heads, even young, because they want to look like the Europeans.
You remember back when South Africa was the way it used to be, you know, a prosperous country and everything.
Absolutely.
And the general white public doesn't remember what it used to be and want to try to reestablish it or take leave for Europe or the United States?
Well, of course, we don't welcome it. In most places. Interesting thing that Russia said they will take 15,000 farmers, white farmers. The Orange Free State flag I see is flying in Sevastopol. But this is not solving the problem. Now they're going to plow and plant and feed the Russians. I have no grudge against the Russians. They're white people. But taking them away from here, what are we going to eat? Now the mega farmers are not plowing or planting because they're waiting now to see what's going on. And where is this heading with the expropriation of land? is the government going to pay them for what's on the land or even for the cattle or whatever? They said no, they take everything because it belongs to them. We stole it from them. Everything we stole from them. They take your TV, they take your car, because you stole it from them. And they're entitled to take it. Of course, South Africa is first with rape. I see, Sweden is first in Europe. South Africa is first in the world. And we're first in a lot of stuff, but it's all negative. The first now in history where one province is being taken over by the United Nations. Now I listen to the whites and say, well, now things will go better because they don't understand the United Nations either. But, you know, I try to explain and say, well, what happened in Katanga? They fired on the whites, killed them off. And this is what this is what they're going to do here. Same story. Why are they coming in here with tanks and troop carriers, etc. And a lot of them are white. And the whites are now going to start shooting on whites. This is going to happen in the States, and it's going to happen in Europe. This is the plan, to genocide the whole white race. And how do you get it in the white people's heads that this is the plan?
Well, if those in the know of what's going on, do they have a defeatist attitude where they're giving up?
Well, I don't think they've given up. They just don't know what to do. As I say, how do you fight 80 million blacks? It's impossible, and this is not the problem. They're being instigated by the Jews. They listen to a little man with the name of Malema, and he said, well, it's your right to take the farm. It's your right to take the cars because they stole it from us. He was on a TV discussion, and he said to the Indian who was questioning him, I'm taking your car. So the Indian said, of course, they're against the Indians also. I'm sorry I interrupted myself, but he said, I'm taking your car. So the Indian said, you can't do that, you steal it. He said, no, I don't steal it. It's mine because you stole it from me. So the Indian said, well, what do I do? He said, don't worry, I'll take you to where you want to be and drop you off there, but I'm taking your car. Yeah, it's madness, Mike. It's absolute madness. And I wish, really, I pray every day, make an end to this. All the babies being murdered, slaughtered. And my people starving in these victim camps. We are rallying together and try our best to do what we can, but we can't go to war. What happened a few months ago in Pretoria, I think his name is Van Vreenen. He came home and he saw the strange car in the driveway. So he parked and then they came out, the criminals. They cleaned the house out, put what they wanted in the car. So he shot, I think, two of them. And they wanted to rob his car. And he's up for murder because you're not supposed to defend your property because it is not yours. His wife left the country and he left the country too. Because he's got no way of defending him. We don't have a way of defending ourselves. You can't shoot them. No criminal. You just look at it and say, well, take what you want. Of course, this is it.
Is there any way that the people in this country and any others in the world that hear this broadcast can help your people down there?
Well, it'll be appreciated, Mike. I have Living Waters Foundation. They can go onto the internet, and it's all there. And if they want to send money, they can send me an email, monica.huggett@gmail.com. And I will tell them how to go about it, because we've got to be careful for that too. Our website is www.southafricaproject.info. For obvious reasons, we keep it in the United States, because if you do charity for whites here, you're in the wrong. You've got to help 75% blacks first. Then maybe the state will help, but the state is absolutely bankrupt now. They don't have any money. They steal from one department to the other to keep the things going. The electrical service company, supply company, 8 of the big shot CEO and assistants and blah, 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 stole what they could establish, 19 billion rand, and that is about a fifth of what the truth is. One of them, the CEO, I suppose, is taking home 22 million. I mean, for doing what? Astronomical amount of money they steal.
I guess your project there helps the orphans, I believe.
Yes, we're helping the orphans, and I'm helping one of these victim camps, so they have food to eat. And something to wear. I'm trying my best to soften the blow, to give them the integrity, but it is terrible. Some of these camps, oh my goodness me, they're so defeated. They just sit there. Eyes are empty. This is going on for 20 plus years now. Can you imagine waiting for somebody to be kind enough to give you a slice of bread? And you live in a squatter camp with under plastic or something. Can you imagine in winter how cold it is, and we have a cold winter, and the heat in the summer? How do these people survive? Children playing outside without shoes on. Some of them really in sort of rags, trying to close up whatever. And most of these camps don't even have running water. Electricity, we don't even talk about. Doesn't exist. A million.
Prior to the Black Rule, these people would be able to get jobs, but are no longer able to.
No. I mean, you walk into the bank, Mike, you don't. You see maybe one white face, maybe. Hospitals are absolutely a no-go. It's all black personnel. Doesn't matter if it's private. And the workers get upset because they want more money. So what do? They block the entrances to the hospitals. Nobody in, nobody out. It just happened this week with an old pensioner's home. It's state-owned. They want more money. So those poor people, most bedridden because they've been frail care, 120 of them, didn't see a plate of food for 2 days. No water, nothing, not being cleaned up. But they want more money. They don't care. They don't care how many people die in hospitals or in frail care or whatever. It's none of their concern, even their own.
Well, why aren't more whites leaving the country?
Well, okay. It is absolutely very, very difficult. Australia also offered now to take the farmers only, because this is the Trump card, and this is the nothing to do with your president. But we take the farmers. Who's going to stay behind here to farm? But not even the blacks will have anything to eat. But they said they don't care, because guess what? The United Nations will send them food. So we have a Mozambique and a Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, Angola scenario here, being fed by the United Nations. Because they don't plow and plant, they have no idea. And today is just like tomorrow. There is no futuristic outlook. So we take what we can now. And Australia offered, a few farmers went over there. And then this government started yelling and said, but that's racism. And the poor minister who suggested this, he's in such trouble, because how dare you be such a racist in allowing only whites? It's like in your country, you're racist because you don't want to allow whites. Only want to have blacks. Or whatever country is running dry of inhabitants. I see that the latest figure for Europe is now they want 200 million blacks over there. To do what? Where do they house them? Now, the poor white people are being thrown out of their houses so they can give the refugees who are no refugees. What are they running from? Why don't they put the things right in their country? Because it's black countries, but invading the United States or Europe. They have their black government, so why are they leaving? This is what they wanted. They got it.
Well, like I said in the introduction before you joined, this is also a warning to the people in our country that they don't listen to these antichrists and let the country be ruled by non-whites, because the same thing that's taking place there will take place here. As a matter of fact, I never did understand why South Africa didn't see the warning of Rhodesia and then went the same way themselves by voting away their sovereignty.
Well, you know, that also is maybe a misnomer. How do we know what the outcome of that referendum was? They said, well, the yes vote is the victor, and it's not going to be that bad, because we are going to have a wonderful constitution, the best in the world. Everybody's got rights. We've got 11 languages that's formal now, I mean, but of course they don't want to speak Afrikaans. They see the Afrikaner as the enemy, but they don't realize what the British did to them. So they prefer speaking English, and the other 10 languages just fall by the wayside. That was in the Constitution to protect the minority. There's no protection. There's no protection of language. Now, to go to school, you've got to apply online. And the little block, what race, is left out. So they will decide where your children is going. If they're white, they'll put them in black schools. and the language will go. This is the plan. It's just the same as what happened in the Anglo-Boer War. It's just an extension of that war. Same story. Putting people in those, we called them concentration camps, and they had a Tommy, a British soldier there at the gate. Nobody could leave. Nobody can leave here. There's no soldier at the gate. But poverty is.
Now, during the Boer War, you had a person that was recognized as a prophet down there. Do people still put hope in his prophecies of a return?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not everybody's read the book. But that's also on my website. You can read it. It's there. Some more predictions of Sinner van Rensburg was found. And he said that he sees this rifle or gun being aimed at the white people. And then he sees this hand pushing it away, and they'll start fighting amongst each other. And this is what's going to happen. We will get this country back. I know that. There's no doubt about it. But if you think about the infrastructure that they destroyed, it's unbelievable how they destroy a shopping mall. Nothing's left. They loot it first, and then they break the windows, and they break everything they can, and then set it alight. Everything's burning. If they don't get their way, they burn tires. Put it across the highway, or the interstate, as you call it in the United States, and burn the tires so nobody can move and nobody can go to work. And chanting and singing and toy toy, they've got this dance around it all. It's a ritual. I watched a video the other day of a shopping mall where, and it was a black woman apparently who designed this t-shirt. I'm happy in the jungle, and the little baboon's face. Oh my goodness me. Hell broke loose, because this is now racist. How dare you say we monkeys? They was not the words written that you're a monkey. Why do they just make this assumption? But they went into the store in a upper class suburb, and they just pushed over all the clothes racks, and you know, those things that you hang the clothes on, and broke the perfume bottles, and went on and on and on. But when they first came to this mall, the security was there, black of course. So I watched them, and then these criminals wanting to come into the mall to destroy it started toy-toying, dancing and chanting. Mike, it wasn't 2 minutes. The security guards were dancing together with them. They didn't stop them. It's voodoo, plain voodoo.
It's the same way in this country where they show the emotionalism and don't have any reason.
They don't have any reason. I mean, it's like that Antifa you've got there. I mean, I've seen so many videos say, well, why are you complaining? Why are you protesting? And then they just stare at you as, well, they don't really know, but that's the intent. Here it is too. A colored woman asked me the other day, we call them colored here, mixed race people. She asked me, but why are they doing that? They're burning everything. What does that accomplish? Nothing but just destruction. What they can do best is to destroy, burn it. Well, Winnie Mandela said, we will free this country with fires and matches. Great.
Well, unfortunately, in this country, the youth, the so-called millennials, are so dumbed down that there's a lot of whites that have been brainwashed in the public school system and every other way through the media that are acting just about like the blacks.
Oh, of course, and some of them even worse. It is such a disgrace that the fall to into the abyss of the white race is unbelievable. I listened to Lauren Southern the other day. She was asked, but why does she see Islam as a big threat? She said, because they know who they are. They kept their culture. They kept, you know, their inheritance by being who they are. She said, but the Christian whites in the West lost it all. We don't know who we are. And that was also the plan, you know that, is to take your, your soul away.
Yeah, and you see in this country, as I'm sure you know, some decent-looking white women walking down the streets with some black buck. Is that taking place in South Africa yet, or have they gone too far?
Yes, yes, because they think they protect it. You have these people adopting black children. You can't adopt a white child in this country. You go on a list. And if you don't take the black child, they take you off the list. End of story. I mean, I know quite a lot of Americans who would like to adopt a white child from here, but there is no agreement between South Africa and the United States. But they will not give the couple or whomever want to adopt this white child a white child. They will not allow it. Their own must be protected first. And,
I'm going to give out our phone number again. We've got less than 10 minutes. If somebody would like to call and ask Monica some questions or make a comment, it's 877-924-7722. It's a toll-free number, 877-924-7722, 877-YAWS-RACE. You can also dial direct, especially if you're in a foreign country, to 678-949-5091. Monica, why don't you give the information again on how people can go to your website and how they can help the people there in South Africa?
Well, the website is www.southafricaproject.info. I must say I'm very proud of our website because it covers a lot of subjects. From who was behind the Boer War, the reasons for the Boer War, and other interesting stuff about communism, who was behind Mandela, making sure that he'll become president. And then we have Living Waters Foundation, where we have this charity. And yes, you can go onto the website, please, and go on to Living Waters Foundation Facebook, and I will tell you how to get the money here, or either send the money to the address in the United States. The address is on Living Waters Foundation as well as South Africa Project. For the Americans, I suppose it will be better to send either a check or a money order to that address in Converse, Louisiana, and I will get it. It will be sent to me, and we do our best here to help as much as we can.
We've got a couple callers, one from New York, which we'll take first, and another one from Missouri. New York, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, I'm Gracie Ann, and I listen to your program a lot. I have one question. If things get bad in South Africa, okay, will there be like white vigilantes to help protect the white people in South Africa?
From the outside world, you mean? Like the United States or Europe?
If the blacks in South Africa get really crazy and they start killing the whites, will there be is there white people that will stand up and protect their own white people if the police don't want to do it?
We've got an organization here with the name of Zuidlanders, directly translated as the southern country. Who has a plan to evacuate people when the crunch comes. But to fight 80 million again, I'm saying it's not easy.
Do you think a lot of the white people will just emigrate to the United States to be safer?
Well, yes, I do, but it's very difficult to get in there because your country don't like whites either.
That's so true. We're having a hard time here. We had problems last year you know, with a lot of blacks shooting some whites, and it's a problem all over. It's like not all, but there is some problems. And I wish it wasn't, but you know, this is the way it is. And it's not going to change. I hope it does change for the better. But what I see, I don't think so. No. No.
No. You're welcome, and thank you for caring. I appreciate that. And
oh, you're
please,
welcome.
Will do, and you too, because we're all in the same war.
Yes, we are, absolutely. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. I'd like to comment on one thing she said. Only, from my understanding, a little over 10% of legal immigration in this country is white. The rest of it is non-white. So
yeah,
we all complain about the illegals, but the legal immigration problem is not much better.
No.
I'll go to the caller, Robert, from St. Louis, Missouri. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Hello? Yes. You're talking about why there is no white immigration into this country. You know which organization controls the immigration?
We know that,
well,
yes.
It's, you know what it is?
Yes, tell me.
Well, anyway, have you ever heard of Chuck Hagel?
Okay, yeah.
He said, when he was secretary of, he said the State Department, which he was the head of when he was inaugurated, he said he's Jewish, but the State Department looked like it's Israeli. So Israel has obviously taken over our State Department, and they're the ones that determine who's coming in, who's coming out. And I remember reading a long time ago, not really aware of all this situation, that the State Department said they wanted non-white, they wanted more of a, you know, conglomeration of people coming in here, which meant strictly non-white. So Israel's, which is treason against this country, having a foreign country in here, as Hegel said, it looked like Israel ruling who comes in and out of here. You know, so I was wondering, we have a real problem with that situation. That's true of all of our governments. But I was wondering, who would you say is behind? Who, you think there's a stirring up between race hate down there in South Africa? And who's the group that's doing it?
Oh, well, of course the Jews are behind it. And
well, why do you think they're always behind this stuff?
Yeah, because they want to destroy the white race. Plain and simple.
Why? I'm asking you, why do they want to destroy it? If you look at the Talmud, you can see the hate they have, which is the only, supposed to, which no one brings up. That should be a hate crime right there. That book should be on the front page, but you never even hear about the Talmud. But
I know. Yeah.
It's outrageous. So this is going to all fall. Wait and see. This whole line of deceit in one day could fall. This whole facade. It's like in The Wizard of Oz. Once you pull that curtain, you see this wiggly, thinly little deviant sitting there, and he could be gone in a second. And this whole, it's built on paper, you know, the bankers, that's what it's built on, these traitorous pigs, and that's, whatever, we could go on a big dissertation on this. We are ruled by politicians, which are lawyers, which is actually treason against this country, because there should not be one lawyer in Congress, because that's conflict of interest, which you won't even hear about, but from anybody. But the whole thing is treasonous. And this whole thing's coming to an end. But you just keep a stiff upper lip, and things are going to change, I guarantee you, for the better. No matter what it takes, it's going to change big time.
Absolutely.
What?
Oh, yes, I agree with you. Even in the dire situation we are in here, I know it's going to change. It's going to be better.
Well, sometimes you need a kick in the butt to get you to move.
Yes.
That's
but it's
on.
Coming.
That's,
yeah, the pressure cooker is on. It's going to explode.
Well, listen, you guys keep going. Hey, you have a great show.
Thank you so much.
You.
We appreciate
thank you for
that.
Calling. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
And we're at the end of the broadcast. I'd like to thank Monica also for being my guest tonight. And certainly things will get better, as the caller just said, because Yahweh is on our side, or we should be on his side, and I'm sure that he'll intervene. Hopefully people will turn to him when things get even rougher, instead of turning to our anti-Christ government that's messed things up in the first place.
Exactly.
So thank you again, Monica, and I urge everybody to go to your website. But
thank
we're just
so
at
much.
The end of the hour.
Thank you, Mike. Blessings to you all, and be safe, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.